tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Now, as beautiful as the buildings and scenery around the streets of Prescott Courthouse Square are, you wouldn't know unless you were really paying attention looking. There's a lot of tunnels underground here. There's actually even a book by Patricia Ireland Williams called Underground Prescott. It's a historic review about the catacombs, tunnels, speakeasies, opium dens, and bordellos in the early Prescott years. Most of those are abandoned, and there's some places like on the corner by St. Michael's, you can just see this staircase that leads into nothing is the old remnants. And I understand most of those are caved in, and there are some people that will do tours through haunted Prescott, but they all tell you the same thing. You really don't get to see a lot because they're really just all kind of caved in over the years.
Yeah, see, just when you thought you couldn't learn something else about Prescott listening to this show, you know, there it is right there.
So, Michelle, tell me about this new partnership between Arizona State Parks and Arizona Highways.
Yeah, it's actually been going on for about a year. And every time you buy a State Parks pass, so these are the passes that get you in year-round into any of our parks, then you get a year-long subscription to Arizona Highways magazine. So it's Christmas time, it's the season when everyone's looking for a gift. If you have an outdoor lover, then get a State Parks pass for that person, and they'll get an automatic subscription to this Arizona Highways magazine. And we've heard from so many of our customers saying how amazing it is to just get that subscription. And we've also heard from people saying, I'm going to go get a pass and then get that subscription. And then they get to read about it. Then they get to experience it. They get to see the not secret places along with the secret places. But it's just a really good partnership for us. I know it's been really beneficial for the state parks, and just being able to kind of combine to get people out to explore Arizona is so important.
And this doesn't work all the time and for everyone's schedule, but if you want to go anywhere that's not secret and you want it secret, you pick a day during the week to go.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You can find just about anywhere you want in Arizona. There'll be no lines, no crowds, traffic.
That's what we say, too. In the summertime, you know, you might go to a more local lake, but then you're going to wait a really long time to get in there. And you could spend that time, drive a little bit further and go to one of the state parks and, you know, Lyman Lake, Full Hollow Lake up in the White Mountains, head down to Patagonia Lake, or even go out to the West Coast and get on the Colorado River. We've got a lot of different places for people to explore where there aren't as long of lines.
Yeah, from Yuma up to Lake Havasu, there's 7 state parks. You just do a state park river marathon. Now, could I float the river from one state park to the next?
If you were really brave, yeah. Get out in Yuma.
And take a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually Buckskin Mountain State Park up in Parker, people just don't realize it's there. And it's a quieter, calmer lake. You think Lake Havasu and you think of all the spring breakers, but there's some really good stuff going on at Buckskin Mountain and River Island. There's fishing. They have really good hiking trails. And it's a calm, low-key kind of river vibe there.
Roger Naylor featured Buckskin as his pick of the river state parks.
Roger Naylor's favorite trail, he said, is out at Buckskin Mountain. So, yeah, it's definitely a place where you wouldn't expect to have those really good trails, but there are. And it's a really good place to explore.
Now, you said the subscription, you know, you buy a state park pass for a year and you get the Arizona Highway subscriptions about a year. But the press release only came out about within the last 6 or 8 weeks.
Well, that was because we got an award for the partnership, but we actually had been promoting it in our park stores and at all of our park visitor centers for, I think we started in June 2018.
Hey, excuse me, Robert, but here we are talking about all the awards and awards and awards and awards. You know, we brought Robert in, the editor of Arizona Highways, to talk about the 17 awards they won this year. Now, at this annual convention of regional publications, it's the 5th year in a row y'all have won 16 or more. And then to top that off, Michelle, Arizona State Parks wins what?
We got the gold medal for best managed state park system in the nation.
I mean, it's Arizona all over the place. Number one, number one, number one.
And on one of those unfortunate number ones is the inbound, the fastest growing county. We're doing too good of a job here, guys. We need to tone it back a little.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, that's a good point. I mean, it's, and whether it's in the state parks or any of the other places in Arizona, I mean, there's so much worldwide recognition. You know, we have so many landmarks in our state that are, you know, recognizable because they've been in, you know, we go up to Sedona where we have Great State Park, you know, it's, you know, these Red Rocks or, you know, anywhere else. I mean, obviously the Grand Canyon. So, you know, it's a destination. It's not just a place people hit on their way to somewhere else. I mean, we have people coming from all over. And then, of course, they get here and think, maybe I ought to stick around. And then they find out what we already know, which is that it's such a beautiful state.
We're talking about all the awards Arizona Highways won for the publications of their 2018 year. And I tell you what, if you only could go back and order one of those, I would tell you Rosie's personal favorite would be October, because it gives you narrative and directional maps to 13 of Arizona's most deserted places, ghost towns.
Yes.
And just as a family connection, the original article, dated 1960, was illustrated by one of my parents' best friends, Larry Toshik.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, Larry was a longtime contributor to the magazine.
Incredible artist.
Incredible artist. You know, we used to hire him to do layout design, too, back in the early days. A kid who grew up in Milwaukee and realized he could draw and paint, and he's a huge part of our history. And yeah, the map you're referring to, Rosie, is this great old map from the 60s, which we resurrected. I will say, and take this opportunity to do a shameless plug, but we are, I think it may be the single most popular book we've ever done is our ghost town books, and I think there have been 20 some editions of that thing that have come out.
And so
we've just done a new edition of it. You know, a lot of these ghost towns, people get there and there's no trespassing signs for whatever reasons. A lot of them are on private land and things. So we've actually got a much more user-friendly book version coming out, which is laid out similar to what we did in the magazine. So, you know, just another excuse to go out and explore our state. And certainly there are a lot of state parks in and around a lot of these great old ghost towns.
Well, and we've got Jerome. Mm-hmm. Jerome State Historic Park, right in one of the ghost towns, which finally I get to chime in and have something that's on one of your lists. Jerome is an amazing place. It has the whole history of the mining in that city and how it was a booming mining town, and it went down to like population three. We've got the museum there and the Douglas Mansion. And then when you're done exploring the state park, you just head up the hill and then you can explore Jerome. And it's a fabulous town. It's one of my favorite places to go.
So the ghost towns, if you want to know where Cleeter, Congress, Cortland, Dos Cabezas, Gleason, Harshaw, Humboldt, Pierce, Ruby, and others, towns you've never heard of, towns you're not going to be able to go and get one of the famous meals Robert or Roger Naylor has sampled all over the state. Bring your own ham sandwich. Bring your own Gatorade and water. But the book,
yeah.
Ghost Town Guide of Arizona.
Yeah, it's always been popular, and we expect this new edition to be just as popular. But, you know, it's a unique state with a lot of those kinds of destinations. And it's just another, you know, we sort of end up doing stories and books just about, we try to find any kind of excuse to get in the car and go see. So,
sure.
You know, if we do a story and, you know, about the best sandwiches, it's really just a different way of telling people, go down this road,
go down that road.
And ghost towns are sort of the same thing.
Now, I was caught by surprise, and it's shame on Rosie, but the photographer of the year that won the Bronze Award,
mm-hmm.
A young man by the name of Joel Hazelton.
That's correct.
A new name in the pages of Arizona Highways.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate. You know, there was this thing called digital that came out a few years ago, and you know, what's happened with that is it's made photography more accessible to a lot of new photographers, and Joel is one of them. And you know, the old days when you had to buy film and process film, it was costly, and the equipment's still costly today. But it's really sort of opened it up to a lot of new photographers. And you know, and what's good about this is a lot of these photographers are in their 20s, so they've got good, healthy knees, you know, and they can go back and they can throw a backpack on. You know, some of our old timers, you know, we call it drive-by shooting. shootings. You know, it's like they just they drive up, roll down the window, and make their photograph. But the you know we've got this whole new crop that has come up, and they're getting to places. And you know, again, a magazine that's pushing 100. For us to see photographs of places
fresh.
That we things that we haven't seen before, it takes a lot to impress our photo editor, and Joel's one of those photographers who does that.
One of the articles that particularly caught my interest was actually one you wrote and won an award for. It was the gentleman in Sedona who could take care of himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just, boy, talk. You know, they make these television shows about these guys that you know, they're survivalists, right?
There is whoever.
You know, right. Yeah. And they can go live off of, you know, eating cactus or whatever. But this guy was the real deal and lives up in Sedona and does some teaching up there. And, you know, he's a search and rescue guy and just a really remarkable, you know, impressive. I mean, we should all aspire to be that self-sufficient.
Well, we're going to have to leverage our relationship to see if I can track him down. I'd love to have him on the show.
Well, we can make that happen, I think.
And on the way up to Sedona, again,
an
area loaded with state parks.
Lots of great state parks. You could start at Dead Horse Ranch in Cottonwood and then head up north to Red Rock in Sedona and Slide Rock. And if you don't like going to Slide Rock in the summer because it's busy and it just has a lot of people there and you have to wait to get in, go right now. We have fall colors there. It's deer that'll come out and watch you have a picnic. This is the best time of year. This is the only time of year we really like to talk about Slide Rock State Park because so many people know about it in the summer, but this is the best time of year to go up there and just see what it has. And when you're coming back down, you can visit Fort Verde State Historic Park and then swing by Jerome that I mentioned earlier too.
Now, Michelle, when I hit Fort Verde, there's another little secret y'all have, one you're trying to open. When will we see that one? I'm dying to see that one.
It's going to be a little while. I'm sorry. You're going to have patience.
Okay.
But we are actually going to go back to the drawing board with the master plan. And then we are going to go to the community and say, what do you really want to see out here? We're looking at something like river access. Everyone wants to go kayaking.
Sure.
We're looking at primitive picnicking and maybe in the future camping. But right now we're looking at Rockin' River Ranch State Park as a day use park. And we're going to be going out to the community for feedback really soon.
Well, I would think that'd be pretty important because where it's located, people have had to save a long time, a good amount of money, to get a piece of riverfront frontage that they thought was going to be secluded, and then State Parks moves it in, Rockin' River Campground.
Well, we bought it 10 years ago, so it's been 10 years, yeah. So we've been looking for just the right way to develop this because it is beautiful, beautiful property, and it's right there, kind of in the heart of everything, and we don't want to do it in a way that the community doesn't appreciate. So we really want to work with the community to make something that everyone can enjoy.
Michelle Thompson, the Communications Director for Arizona State Parks and Trails.
And Trails.
Right. And Robert Steve, Editor of award-winning Arizona Highways and State Parks and Trails Award winner, too. We're here in the studio, overloaded with award winners, here at Rosie on the House.